She's here. It's the conservative flamethrower in high heels and stilettos, too. It's the box that rocks. It's Angela Box on the Sam Malone Show on AM 1070 and FM 103.3. The Answer.
Where is that conservative troublemaker? Angela Box standing by!
Hi, darling. Hello, darling. You know that song is very anti-American, as you know, it came out during the Vietnam War. And
Wait, slow down. That song you were just playing?
The Guess Who.
American
Woman. Yes.
It's called American
yes.
Woman. Okay, I did not know that question. You are significantly older than me. You're significantly older than me. You would know this. Go ahead.
No. I was just on Rock and Roll Jeopardy, and you weren't back in the day. But listen to the lyrics. It's very anti-American, actually. Just a little up my eyes.
Well, you'll notice that there are no lyrics in the version we have. It's all music.
That's true.
I didn't know that. Okay. We were talking about this earlier. Even the local newsrooms have bailed on the godless Democrats who fled from Austin. Channel 13, I guess what, 2.5 days after the story started, got away from it because the Democrats from the State House were flying without masks on while real Americans are forced to under Nazi-like rule. Who's the fat ball guy? Chris, State Rep Chris, is it Turner?
Turner.
Yes,
Turner. Admitted that why it's important for voter integrity, and then I think they all want him fired, or they flipped out when he admitted on the mic voter integrity is important, and they're like, oops. Then, of course, they go up jokingly with a case of Miller and come home with 11 cases of Corona. So it's turned into an absolute disaster. What's your take on that, Angela Boston?
Well, perhaps people don't know, one of the state reps, Gene Wu, is married to a reporter at ABC 13. So perhaps that's why ABC 13 has dropped the story. But
Yes, we noticed it was 2.5, 3 days in.
Mm-hmm.
They're like, Tom Fontaine, we're live on the air. And I said, Tom, let's look at the struggling local TV stations. And he went to Channel 13's website. 11 stories, still couldn't find anything about the Democrats fleeing like little girls with no exit strategy. Fellow Democrats are pulling their hair out. Democratic consultants are dying. They're like, what the hell are you doing? No exit strategy. I didn't think about that connection.
Mm-hmm. See, that's why you have me on. I make those little connections for you. There you go. Did you see... They are now begging for care packages to be sent to them. I captured a screenshot. I have a feeling there's going to be a lot of care packages sent to the Democrats that might be a little smelly in scent, if you catch my drift. So
how embarrassing. Texas Democrats are begging, and this is what they did. I mean, other than hating on Jews and allowing COVID illegals to infiltrate the country. They asked, here it is, Texas Democrats asked public to donate soda, salsa, and hairspray. Oh, my God, this is so embarrassing.
They are, this is malignant narcissism on display. They think they're freedom fighters, Sam. They think this is Selma 1961. That's what these people think, or whenever Selma was. That's what these people think that they are, that the American people are embracing their brave freedom fight to stop voter ID and election integrity. I mean, look, the only reason they think that is, of course, because their media tells them they're amazing, but I imagine they're going to get quite a few care packages that they're not going to want. That's just my hunch.
No, it's amazing.
Perhaps I'll send one myself.
Angela Box, here it is, Dallas Democrats on Twitter. Our Dems in D.C. said they'd appreciate care packages from home. Before 5 p.m., I guess today, we're collecting Dr. Pepper, salsa, hard candy, hairspray, travel, toiletries, hand sanitizers, sewing kits, first aid, and or money to pay shipping. This has Texas Democrats. I mean, they have the blood on their hands from no bail reform, as we've seen. Over 100 innocent people, mostly minorities, murdered. The blood on the Texas, on Harris County Democrat judge and Harris County Democrat Party. But to sit there and go, we've left our jobs, we're spreading the Wuhan, we fly without masks, unlike the you peasants, And now please, what, I don't get hard candy and sewing kits. Don't you get to, like, at seafood restaurants, and then you go to every hotel has a little sewing kit for free?
Yeah, and also, what's the deal with sending, I mean, again, sending food? Like, do you not have any food? Is there no food in Washington, D.C.? Are there no CVSs near you? I mean, like, what is this? So this is another interesting question. If they're asking for money for shipping, that is an ethics, that's an ethics violation right there, because that's a campaign solicitation. And they're going to have to report all that. And if they don't report it, it's an ethics violation. So, I mean, again, the arrogant narcissism, they think they're special. They think, I swear, that woman with the big yellow teeth and her big glasses and her big old head is emblazoned in my nightmares. I cannot get it out of my head.
Wait. Angel Lamont, conservative commentator.
You know who I'm talking about. I don't know who she is, but God, I can never get that.
She's yellow teeth. Why didn't they put toothpaste and waking shirts then?
Yeah.
And then the dirty money, the dark money and the dirty money for the Jets. I mean,
yes.
I mean, the hundreds of thousands of dollars. I phone private. It's like $10,000 to Aspen. Okay, and that's just us. 40 people, 50 people. That's major six digits. Where's the dark money? And then the guy with the pornography farm animal fetish that he himself wrote about, Beto O'Rourke, is sending money to these weaklings. This is...
Yeah, the fact that Beto has a pack is sad and scary to me. But yeah, if this were Republicans, we would know within 30 seconds who paid for that plane. Within 30 seconds.
Yeah, but
and
the Democrats,
they've never done it.
They're dying under this. They want them back. This has been, what do we call it? They don't have an exit strategy, Angela Box.
Well, no, they don't. They're stunt queens. I called them that last week. They are stunt queens. They are malignant narcissists. They're going to have to come back. And I mean, look, I am looking into, and I hope that this is going to come to fruition, developing a state pack to go after every single one of these Democrats, because they all need to be defeated. They need to go. And I mean,
yeah,
some of these we could have some real fun with that, couldn't we, Sam? But yeah, it's just it's really hilarious, and I love, and this is proves to you what a scam Rona is once and for all, because the whiny chainsaw Senator Kneepad did not quarantine after meeting with the Texas Dems. Pelosi's people did not quarantine, and oh, by the way, like you said at the beginning, we're letting millions of 1.2 million on track for this year of illegals just pouring in. No COVID, no quarantining, no social distancing, none of the BS that the rest of us have had to deal with. It is a scam. It is a scam, and that just
it is.
It
is a scam. Angela Box with us. Bob Price of Breitbart was on an hour and change ago, and the stats are 27% of all unaccompanied minors are COVID positive, part of the illegal invasion to the South. 27. 15% of all criminal immigrants in the invasion are COVID positive, and they're not. They only test them if they say they have. I don't feel good. So they're sending all these criminal immigrants all over with the Wuhan. And the local TV stations are not allowed in any way, shape, or form to report that. They're not even allowed to read the letter from the CEO of Greyhound, who is furious at the Biden administration for putting criminal immigrants with tested positive on Greyhound buses.
Unbelievable.
That's a fact.
Unbelievable. The media is the biggest virus we've got right now, because they are the gatekeepers, and they are not reporting what is really going on. At this rally I spoke at last week, it was great. Like 100 degrees. We had like a couple hundred patriots there. Antifa was there. I yelled at them a little bit. That was fun. But, you know, the problem is that this information is not getting out there. So it's like shows like yours, shows like the things I listen to. Yes, I know stuff. You know stuff. But the average person, I even have friends who are on our side. When I mention, oh, the PCR test being cycled up to 40, they're like, what are you talking about? What's a PCR test? Stuff like that, or the fact that criminal aliens are being shipped on Greyhounds, COVID positive, to red states in the dead of night from our military, per our military. They don't know what's going on. The media is the virus that the biggest virus we are dealing with here.
But I will tell you this, even within Fox 25, what's the station called? Tiller?
26.
Fox 27? Six. the lady caught on the Ivory Hecker tape, the assistant news director with historic and systemic racism, told you all you need to know about who's watching. And I've been saying it for a year and a half when I was told by insiders, who's left watching local news? Local news, not gatekeepers. There's panic inside. My insiders are telling me it is sheer panic. The predictions of one of them, and I've never been wrong. I always tell people off the air in case anything happens to me. The predictions are ridiculous. They are not influencers. They're not gatekeepers. And it was the historic and systemic lady, racism lady at Fox 26, who told you who's left watching. And that's why they wouldn't run the Bitcoin story. It's all you need to know.
Yep.
People are learning. People are learning. That's the panic. It's which station will be first to go, we're giving up on Satan's message. We're going to go with the Judeo-Christian fabric now. We're going to start telling the truth. That person, because I've been asked, what can be done to save struggling local TV? I told Mr. Tiller. It's just who's first, Angela Box.
That is brilliant. And whoever's listening out there, you're working in a local news station. Yeah, start telling the truth. Start reporting what's actually going on. Stop filtering it through this criminal fraud administration's filter. Tell the truth, and you will thrive. You will not just survive; you will thrive.
Yeah.
People will flock to your station.
Yeah, and it depends on timing, who does it. But right now, as you saw in the Ivory Hecker undercover videos, that she couldn't report on Harris County fraud voting. She had it.
Yep.
She couldn't talk about hydroxychloroquine, even though everybody knew about it. It's the treatment, path of treatment today. Couldn't talk about that. Anyway, Angel Box, thanks for stopping by our little show.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me, darling. I'll see you the bridge table later on with Myra and Fran Lefkowitz.
I'll see you at Mahjong. I'll be the one smoking the Pall Malls, maybe the Virginia Slims.
I'll wait.
I'm sitting next to Shirley Leibowitz and Rivka Goldfarb. You'll see me. Don't worry.
Well, stay away from that Helen Swartz because she's a gossip.
She's a yenta. She's a yenta all the time.
She's a yenta.
Funny, you're an honorary Jew. Angela Bachstein, thanks for stopping by the show.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye.